I mean, I do think that there's a potential path here, which is, and we're really getting into science fiction or create, you know, sort of advanced science stuff, but having some sort of merger with biological intelligence and machine intelligence. To some degree, we are already a cyborg. You think of the digital tools that you have, your phone, your computer, the applications that you have, like the fact that, as I was mentioning earlier, you can ask a question and instantly get an answer from Google or, you know, from other things. And so you already have a digital tertiary layer. I say tertiary because you can think of the limbic system, kind of the animal brain or the primal brain, and then the cortex, kind of the thinking, planning part of the brain, and then your digital self as a third layer. So you already have that, and it's like if somebody dies, their digital ghost is still around. You know, all of their emails and the pictures that they posted and the social media, that still lives, even if they physically, if they died. So over time, I think we'll probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence.